Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to talk to you about the best contingency plan in your business. So I want to give you a quick backstory on this. So one of my elite partners, her name is Patricia. It will be the second time that she mentioned something about contingency plan. And I feel like I need to talk about it a little bit more and then share it with all of you. So here's the deal. Contingency plan is something you put in place just in case of mishappenings, right? In business, okay? So there are risk in business, right? You have risk in business. And a lot of people have a misconstrument, or let me say a misconception about risk in business. I think we just take risk. No, we don't just take risk, and you're not supposed. And if you do just take risk, and just any risk, what you have is a gambling business, and that's not what you want to have. Okay, so what you want to do is you want to assess your risk. Okay, you want to know exactly how much risk you're taking, and you want to assess it. And of course, you want to reduce the risk as much as possible, but you don't want to reduce the risk to zero, because then you'll become an average person out here on the streets. An average person take no risk. By going to a job, working a job, and you're here because you want to be an entrepreneur, right? Or you're already an entrepreneur. So you take certain risk. However, you don't want to just take risk. You want to assess your risk and reduce risk while you still edge for big rewards. Because bigger risk, bigger rewards, generally speaking, if everything else were being equal, it's a bigger risk, bigger rewards. But you can still, there's a way that you can have bigger rewards and reduce your risk, right? And it's called assessing your risk. So contingency plan is part of that, right? Have something in place in case of mishappenings. The same reason why you buy insurance, right? Just in case somebody get hit by a bus, insurance covers you. The reason why you buy homeowner's insurance for your house, right? You buy that on day one. Yes, as business owners, you should have a contingency plan in place, okay? But you should also be aware that you can never reduce all the risk down to zero. The way I think about this is very simple, okay? You have a lot of what ifs in business. Lots of what ifs. What if, what if, what that, you know. And I just finished having a conversation with another elite partner of mine. Her name is Ramona. And I said, if we make this much, right, and it was something positive, I think we were talking about a deal that we're gonna close, right? And she said, that's a big if. I said, you know what? That's the kind of ifs you want to focus on, because you're right that there's a ton of other what ifs on the negative side of things in business, right? A ton of them, right? What if something goes wrong? What if somebody dies? What if all this, right? What if all these negative things, right? Well, that's why you have insurance, okay? But there's sometimes insurance doesn't cover certain things, okay? So, for example, your marketing dollars for your business, insurance doesn't cover that. So, the best contingency plan that I'm going to share with you is this. You need to enjoy the ride. You need to enjoy the flow. You have to enjoy the process, okay? And one of the best ways to enjoy the process is to be engaged on learning as much as you can learn in the midst of the process, okay? If you're learning, even though you're spending money, but you're learning things not to do next, you're learning things you can apply in your business, your brain has the best contingency plan ever, because you are acquiring knowledge, and most likely you're acquiring some wisdom as well too, and that's something no one can take away from you. If we have to worry about what if somebody gets hit by a bus and all these things like this, right? If you have to worry about that, you have to worry for a long time, okay? And because those things do happen in real life, for real, for real, and you just don't want to worry about those what ifs in your business. Where it's applicable in your business, people, they will ask you to buy insurance. They will ask you to buy life insurance and things like that in your life. But when it comes to a marketing business or real estate business especially, your marketing dollars is your marketing dollars. No one is going to insure that for you. If you have tangible things like your real estate, if you have a business that has track record, there are ways you can buy insurance for that. But while you are less than $10,000 per month in marketing dollars, probably no one is going to insure that. As far as the resources, including your partnership, who you partner with, and all those things, getting hit by a bus, God forbid. Let's just say that, okay? That will be your insurance, okay? God forbid, all right? So in the meanwhile, let's focus our attention on what if the greatest things that can happen in your business. What if you make $10,000 tomorrow? What if you close an epic sale, apex sale tomorrow? If you don't know what that is, ask me later. What if you close a deal that paid you $82,000 tomorrow? Those what ifs should be your focus so you can keep moving faster with momentum in your business. And that, my friend, is the best contingency plan for your business. I will see you on the next one, and peace. Discover how to make $5,000 to $82,000 per month from flipping real estate in your backyard, even if you're on a shoestring low budget. No cash, credit, or experience required. Just simply go to www.reflipcoach.com. Hey, do you want my steps to six-figure PDF? Do you want that? Do you want my free ebook on how to make six figures income in simple steps? Simply go to networkmarketing2show.com. networkmarketing2show.com.